from KQED.
On one of those rare crystalline mornings, a small group gathers in front of a coffee shop in the town of Winters, about 30 miles west of Sacramento.
So thank you all for showing up.
But they won't be lingering here over lattes.
So the plan for the day is to go up to Cold Canyon.
They're here to take a hike. Bob Schneider of the conservation group Tuliomi is laying out the plan.
We're going to hike up to the ridge for the views.
Views of what could become the nation's newest national conservation area, tucked into the nether region between I-5 and Highway 101. Nearly 350,000 acres of federal land would get permanent protection from mining activity, sale to commercial developers, and it's a bit unclear what else. Tuliomi's promotional handout calls the region a largely undiscovered national treasure. Michael Bruhn agrees.
It goes up about 100 miles to the north to Snow Mountain.
The national head of the Sierra Club has thrown his weight behind the move to set aside this expanse.
You've got beautiful, wintering habitat for bald eagles, tule elk are here.
Compared to the nation's 16 existing national conservation areas, it would be among the biggest. A patchwork of lands variously managed by the Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, and Bureau of Reclamation, pulling in three already designated wilderness areas and a sizable chunk of the Mendocino National Forest.
It's a place that is close to Sacramento, close to the Bay Area, but very wild.
Even if you hike up one of the ridges off the highway east of Napa, the area stretches literally farther than the eye can see, on most days at least. The Snow Mountain Wilderness area is 100 miles to the north. Down here at the south end, the conservation area would encircle Lake Berryessa, a 16,000-acre reservoir and recreational magnet in this part of the state. And that's where it gets interesting.
I say this just doesn't qualify.
Peter Kilkus publishes the Lake Berryessa News website from his 60-acre homestead overlooking the lake. He and some other landowners and business interests have opposed the NCA, saying it's just not necessary. California's first national conservation area was also the nation's first, the King Range, along the stretch of Northern California known as the Lost Coast. To qualify, areas are supposed to be nationally significant landscapes.
If you look at this proposed NCA, especially the south end at Lake Berryessa, this in no way falls under what would be considered suitable for a national conservation area. In my opinion, it's totally man-made in the first place.
True, Berryessa's not a natural lake. It was created in 1957 when the Bureau of Reclamation penned up Poudre Creek with the 300-foot-high Monticello Dam.
Before the lake was here, it was a huge farming community, and then they built a dam, kicked all the people out, and they put in a lake. Even the fish are not indigenous.
But down here at the south end of Berryessa, the conflict doesn't seem to be about fish. To many, the thrum of jet skis and powerboats is the pulse of the Lake Berryessa economy, an economy that has suffered in recent years. At first, the proposed NCA set off alarms that this kind of motorized recreation might be banned. Others worried that it might mean more restricted access to the lands themselves.
It doesn't affect anybody's private property. It's federally owned property.
This is the second time that Democratic Congressman Mike Thompson has put up a bill to designate this swath of land as an NCA. Barbara Boxer has a similar bill in the Senate.
We're providing this designation so all the federal agencies can better coordinate and better work together to get more bang for the taxpayer dollars. Now, how in the world anybody could be opposed to that is beyond me.
Go ahead.
By tweaking the bill, sponsors have managed to satisfy Marty Rodden, who runs the boat rentals at Markley Cove.
Sit down. We're going. Sit down. Everybody sit.
This time, lawmakers wrote in a promise not to tinker with motorized recreation on the lake.
I hope so.
Considering this is how I make my living, and I'll be out of business.
Rodden says he's hopeful that once under a new management plan, some of the abandoned resorts around the lake might come back.
There's a lot less going on up here. I believe there was about 1 million visitors a year, and I think we're probably down to 250,000. So it's taken a really hard hit on everybody.
But Peter Kilkus and others around Lake Berryessa are still skeptical. They're concerned that once the land is redesignated, the government might yield to pressure from wilderness advocates and change the rules.
If you read the guiding documents behind a national conservation area, and you actually read them, it gives the government huge latitude to do almost anything they want.
In Washington, the bill will confront another group of skeptics. It now goes to the House Natural Resources Committee, which has not been real receptive of late to designating new protected lands. At Lake Berryessa, I'm Craig Miller, KQED News.